Hi there. The word for you today is what to do in a crisis. The Bible says, quote, "When the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope." Think about this. The last thing we throw overboard when we face a crisis in life is hope. And when you throw that away, you've pretty much had it. Let me ask you, are you wrestling with an issue that's been battering you back and forth? Have you come to the point where you've thrown things out? Now you're at the point of despair? Remember, the sailors in Paul's ship, quote, finally gave up all hope. Why? Because they forgot that God is in control. They forgot that God has a plan. They forgot that He can inject hope into an absolutely hopeless situation. When the Bible speaks of hope, it's not talking about luck or chance or accident. No, it's talking about focused faith. Psalm 31 verse 24 says, "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." In Psalm 33 verse 18, we read, "The eyes of the Lord are on those whose hope is in His unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name." Again in Psalm 42 verse 11, we read, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." And Paul writes in Romans 15 verse 4, "Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." So, if you're in a crisis today, here's the word for you today. Don't despair. Put your hope in God.